Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace, Chloe and Ella with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an unvaccinated horse has died after contracting the Hendra virus in southeast Queensland, the state's first case of the virus in 3 years. Horses are believed to contract the virus by coming into contact with material contaminated by infected flying fox body fluids and excretions. Hendra virus can infect horses and humans and is potentially deadly to both. Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Fiona Thompson said tracing and exposure assessment have been undertaken on other horses and animals on the infected property. Equine Veterinarians Australia on Sunday called on horse owners to vaccinate their animals against the disease. Queensland Health and Biosecurity Queensland say they are working to contain the risk of the outbreak. The Christopher government is providing more than $200,000 to support 64 commemorative events across Queensland during NAIDOC Week, celebrated from July 6. The government support aims to encourage community participation and engagement in NAIDOC Week, part of the budget delivering significant investment in health, housing, education and essential infrastructure. Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, Fiona Thompson, said, "I encourage all Queenslanders to join this NAIDOC Week as we recognise and celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures." The Christopher Government's 2025-26 budget delivers and support for our First Nations peoples across the state to overcome social and economic barriers.
In national news, the Hobart doctor who had to amputate the leg of a Lithuanian rafter after he had gotten it caught between rocks and a river has been recognised with the life-saving cross in the town of Vilnius in Lithuania. Joe Kipax, the paramedic who performed the underwater amputation, was awarded the medal in the capital city's presidential palace by President Nausida. Kipax and 20 other rescuers spent 20 hours getting adventurer Valdas Belioskis free from the rocks, and was finally able to reunite with the team who saved his life at the ceremony. A woman has been flown into hospital after being bitten by a lion at Darling Downs Zoo yesterday morning. The attack happened while the woman was watching keepers work prior to the park's opening, and it is understood that she has lost her arm as a result. In a statement, the zoo has said that at no stage did the animal leave its enclosure, and there was no risk at all to other staff members or members of the public. The woman is currently receiving treatment at the Princess Alexandra Hospital and is in a stable condition.
In international news, at least 80 people, including 28 children from a summer camp, have died in Texas after a once-in-a-century flash flooding. Flooding hit areas on Friday due to torrential rain along the Guadalupe River, washing out homes and sweeping away vehicles. A search is still underway looking for survivors from the Mystic Summer Camp, which was located next to the river, where water levels rose 8 meters in 45 minutes. President Donald Trump said the federal government is working with state and local officials to respond to the flooding. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cool and drying out after last night's rain. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you, Grace,